Fellow farm broadcaster Megan Graber and yours truly had the opportunity to talk here in Indianapolis with the brand new CEO of the National FFA Association and Foundation, Mark Feschel, about this year's convention and what he is expecting.
Yeah, we expect more than 65,000 to be in attendance this week, and the theme of our convention is Transform. So as students attend the convention, as they are inspired by the speakers, by our national officers, we hope that the messages they get truly transform them and transform their views toward agriculture so that we can strengthen ag and create the next group of talent for the agricultural industry.
This week and the events that are in store, what are some of the highlights that the members will see this week?
Well, certainly we have our career development events that will take place here where students compete in any number of different categories of ag production and proficiency awards. The delegates at the convention will be conducting some business related to the organization, including discussion on some potential revisions to our official dress in FFA. But perhaps most importantly, we'll be electing our new slate of national FFA officers on Saturday.
When you look at the issue like the official dress changes potential, how does that maybe give those FFA members a start and a business-making or decision-making or educational into that whole electoral and negotiation process?
Our students are, I think, as most people have seen or encountered as they have met with FFA members, are extremely articulate young people who can express their views very effectively. And as we have 425 delegates from around the country, as well as Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, that will attend the convention to conduct that business, it's a great opportunity for them to understand the process of reaching consensus, the process of reaching decisions, and effectively communicating their views on issues. So official dress is certainly one that they will debate and have an opportunity to talk about.
Can you talk a little bit about the proposed changes to the official dress and what the delegates will be discussing this week?
FFA is all about inclusiveness and diversity in our membership. And as we strive to continue to emphasize that, we're looking at ways that, for instance, young ladies would be able to wear slacks instead of just skirts as a part of the official dress. We want to make sure that every member feels comfortable here, regardless of their gender, regardless of their ethnicity, or even their religious affiliation.
You're a CEO of not just the organization, but also the foundation. The dynamic of that particular dual role really play into your job and what you hope to, you know, to actually accomplish for the Blue and Gold?
The organization is really about the business of FFA, where we have an opportunity to assure that our own employees are motivated and, of course, treated fairly in the work that they're doing. We work as an organization to put on this event, the convention that we hold every year, as well as the programming that we do for ag instructors and as a part of the curriculum of ag education. So that's more the organization side. Of course, the foundation side, we work with donors, supporters, corporations, individuals who take a real interest in the work that we're doing and provide really, really important levels of financial support to us to do that work.
When you think about the foundation and the support that you get from agribusiness and for even from individuals, what do you believe that they, why do they come to the table? What are they really looking for as a return perhaps on investment from FFA?
Well, I think what you just said is true, and that is as corporations are considering what their gifts are going to be to organizations like FFA, they want to know that there is a return on investment, that we are creating a viable and valuable talent pipeline for their business. It's been remarkable to me in my corporate career how many of the people that I've worked with in agribusiness were former FFA members, and to see the talents that they bring to business. That's what folks want to understand. So when we introduce a new tool like AgExplorer.com that allows our students to explore 235 different careers in agriculture, our supporters want to know that those students are taking a sincere interest in pursuing careers in ag, that out of the 60,000 jobs that are available in agriculture every year, 22,000 of which go unfilled, We want our students to know the tremendous opportunity, and we want our supporters to know that, that we're creating that talent pipeline for them and their businesses. On the individual side, that is often a heart type of an issue. Those of us that have been in FFA, that have a heart for the organization, we want to appeal to what they view as a tremendous organization to develop young people.
You're going through kind of the first round of all your duties as CEO at this national convention, a great learning experience for you, I know. What's your vision? What's that early vision you're starting to want to cast for FFA?
When I was interviewed for my position, the board members asked me how we could transform FFA into the FFA of the 21st century. And I have done a lot of listening and asked a lot of questions during my first 2.5 months in my role. Certainly, we need to continue to press for inclusiveness and diversity in our organization as well as the industry of agriculture. I think there's an opportunity to expand our giving base to companies that are even headquartered outside the U.S., but have operations here in the United States and are hiring young people. They need to have an opportunity to learn more about FFA. And I think maybe most importantly, we need to identify ways that we can attract and retain talented ag teachers in our industry. We, in many cases, are one ag teacher away from the demise of an FFA chapter and an ag education program. Those three things are certainly heavily on my mind, but as you think about sustainability, as you think about robotic and precision agriculture techniques, drone technology, all those sorts of things that are on the forefront, we need to prepare our students to be able to grasp those kinds of positions and be ready to move forward.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Fischel, the new CEO of the National FFA Association and Foundation, talking with us here in Indianapolis at the 2016 National FFA Convention. Our coverage of the National FFA, a service in part of ITC, your energy superhighway, the Oklahoma FFA Association, and the Oklahoma FFA alumni. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and for the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.